Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Figures published by the Health Research Board today shows almost 9 in 10 people who died while homeless had a history of problem substance abuse. The figures are from 2021, the latest year for which the figures are compiled. The data shows there were 128 premature and preventable deaths, with nearly half of deaths due to drug poisoning, while over half, 52%, were due to other causes, mainly medical conditions. The Supervised Injection Centre in Merchants Quay in Dublin opened last December and has seen over 4,000 people come through its doors, which allow them to take drugs in a safe and supervised and clean facility. And there have been calls for more injection centres such as this to be rolled out across the country as a result. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Eddie Mullins, who's Chief Executive of Merchants Quay Ireland. Eddie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Thank you for having me on your programme again.
Can I ask you about the Supervised Injection Centre, open since December, as I say. How is it going?
So, Cormac, maybe first of all, I'll just point out that you mentioned 128 deaths for 2021. And I think that's in the context of 9,000 people in homeless situation in 2021. So that 128 deaths is an incredible figure when you think about the number of people who are in that situation. So it's, you know, and we need to be very mindful of the families and the people themselves who lost their lives, mm-hmm. as you say, in a preventable way. So this facility that we opened in December 2024, as you know, we've had 4,000 visits. We've had over 700 individual people use the facility. And it's gone very well, and I suppose we're very pleased with the data so far. So, for example, we would have experienced 59 non-fatal overdoses during that period, and non-fatal overdoses generally happen in isolated areas in the streets, back alleys, where people are very vulnerable. And we can't say with certainty how many people would have in those overdose situations would have been fatal. But we know that when we have people in a facility like the medically supervised injection facility, we can react and attend to them very quickly and deal with any, you know, situations that arise.
And there's a better chance as a result. Absolutely. You'd say. You saw last night in Katie Allen's Up Front programme on RT1, the big discussion on drug addiction, and hearing from many people who've been affected and have had their way, made their way into recovery as well. There was a discussion, Eddie, about rolling out perhaps more injection centres in Cork and other populated areas. Do you think that would be possible? Because the Minister, James Lawless, said last night that he believes a centre, an injection centre for Cork, could be opened sooner than the 18 months evaluation. What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, it certainly could be open sooner if the people who make decisions made that decision. But my understanding is that the pilot, the 18-month pilot, which will be evaluated along the way, and there will be a series of reports over that 18-month period, will dictate the policy in relation to whether further injection centres or consumption rooms, as we often call them, will be rolled out across other parts of the state. So I don't know. I'm not privy to the decision-making process. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is that it is likely we won't have another facility until the pilot has been evaluated and success or otherwise has been considered.
So the pilot kind of informs whether or not we will go down this road in a bigger way or so. I mean, would you be in favour of it, do you think?
More absolutely. Absolutely, Cormac, as I've said, you know, the statistics don't lie. It's had a huge impact on the people who need it most. But also, I think we mustn't forget that, you know, there's been a lot of debate and a lot of conversation around on-street drug taking and the impact it has on the wider society. And when you provide a safe facility, a medically supervised facility for people who take drugs, you reduce that visibility on the street. There's lots of people will argue against the idea that this is enabling drug use. We believe, I work in an environment where we know people use drugs. We discourage people to use drugs. We want people to find a path onto recovery. But we're realistic, and we know that this is a problem. And we know that the solutions like the medically supervised injection facility are a good, a tried and trusted, a tested system of supporting people are very vulnerable.
But still there are objections, aren't there? And there probably will be if there's an attempt to open another supervised injection centre, be it in Cork or anywhere else, there may be local objections. To the tune of what you're saying there, you're enabling drug taking, and addicts should be helped in a health facility, for example, but don't enable dealing or taking of drugs. I mean, what would you say to that?
Yeah, but you see, drug use and addiction is very, very complex and it's multifaceted. So an injection center or a consumption room is only part of the solutions required. So when we look at drug treatment services, there are a wide variety of services required. And I heard the professor last night talk about stabilization units and detox units and recovery units and aftercare units. And it's a very complex and it's a wide range of services that were required. But the consumption room, at its very basic level, is a service that will save lives. When we started this conversation looking at the deaths for 2021 and the preventable deaths, and I have no doubt in my mind that had some of the people who died, unfortunately, in 2021 access to a safe injection facility, they may be alive today. I have no doubt about that. So when we talk about drug services, we take a narrow view of enabling. We're not really looking at the bigger picture here.
That this is a war that simply cannot be won? It can't be won through the criminal justice system. You can't stop supply. You can't stop addiction. You're merely trying to manage it and treat the problem. Is that it?
No, I think, you see, you have to look at them in two separate ways. I mean, we look at people who are in addiction who are physically unwell, mentally unwell, very sick. We know that a lot of people who are in addiction are suffer with significant mental health issues as well. So I think we have to look at it in two strands. We look at the crime, the prevention method. We know the guards have been very successful this year in terms of intervening and also recovering and significant quantities of drugs in society. But we need to continue on that path, but we also need to be realistic that there are people who are caught up in the horrors of addiction and the impact it has on families and everything. It's horrendous, and we can't just simply say we'll criminalize these people and we will solve this with a much tougher line on law and order because it doesn't work.
Okay, so
we also have to look at education for the next generation, how we can convince people not to make that decision or take that decision to try drugs. I mean, we look at young people. We're looking at the injection facility today, and it supports and works with people who are very, very, very ill and very unwell. But there's a huge significant a number of people in the population who are recreational drug users who are potentially on a path into really difficult situations. So it's very multifaceted and multi-layered, and I think we have to have a very broad approach to how we deal with it.
And sometimes people who would observe the problem from afar mightn't have that nuanced approach to it or look at it. For example, the practicality of where to locate the any future injection centre. An awful lot of people will say, yes, I agree with it in principle, but I don't want it in my neck of the woods.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's common across a lot of controversial decisions and controversial projects like the MSIF or the supervised injection facility. But what I would say is, like Riverbank, where we have our medically supervised injection facility, provides a range of care. We heard last night people talk about wraparound services. So a person who comes in, for example, to use our medically supervised injection facility can be referred to our GP, to our mental health team, to our open access team who work with the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive around accommodation. So it is about providing a wraparound service, which is what is available.
Do you understand people's fears in the sense that there's not going to be a whole lot of these? So there is going to be a concentration of people who may be addicted to drugs coming to the facility to take the drugs in a supervised, healthier way, let's say. Now, if I bought an apartment, let's say, this is the argument that some people will put forward. If I bought an apartment in today's market, which costs a huge amount of money, and suddenly there's a concentration of drug addicts, whether this is right, PC or not, the fact is your asset will go down in value. I mean, how do you kind of deal with people's concerns in that way?
You know, Cormac, I do understand the point you make there. And I know, for example, for the year before we opened our supervised injection facility, we engaged in a really extensive stakeholder forum, a consultation with the local community. And the local community, to be fair, have had their reservations and still have their reservations. But they also see firsthand the tragic circumstances for the people in the city centre who need this facility. So it is a very difficult conversation. It's a very difficult argument to have. But what I would say is the decision to locate a supervised injection facility the evidence has proven that people don't come from, you know, miles apart to use these facilities. They are very localised services, and many of the people who use our facility are people we have known who've used our services over many, many years. We don't see an influx of people travelling from all over the country, and I don't believe that will be the case if a number of facilities are opened across the state. Well, I think it's very important that we have a broad approach to drug treatment and not just focusing on one or two aspects. Like the medically supervised injection facility, is a small aspect of drug treatment services.
Okay. Natty Mullins, Chief Executive of Merchants Quay Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us.